Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Sunday, the 15th of August, is listed in many liturgical calendars as St. Mary, Mother of Our Lord. It seems to me that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is still quite a controversial figure. The issue is about trying to work out where she fits in for us today. My church tradition confined Mary to a few syllables in the creed each week, and at Christmas as one of the necessary supporting cast required for Jesus, the star of the show, to appear on stage. Our Lutheran confessions mention Mary in affirming Jesus' humanity and addresses problems in the practices of the church of the day and the invocation of the saints, in which Mary is highly regarded. But they are quieter on how we are specifically to view Mary today. The Apology of the Augsburg Confession, Article 21, reading from paragraphs 25 through to 29, has this to say. In some places this form of absolution is said, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and the merits of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary and of all the saints be to thee for the forgiveness of sins. According to this declaration of the absolution, we are reconciled and accounted righteous not only by Christ's merits, but also by the merits of other saints. Some of us have seen a certain monastic theologian summoned to console a dying doctor of theology, do nothing but urge this prayer upon the dying man, Mother of Grace, protect us from the enemy, receive us in the hour of death. Granted that Blessed Mary prays for the Church, does she receive souls in death? Does she overcome death? Does she give life? What does Christ do if Blessed Mary does all this? Even though she is worthy of the highest honours, she does not want to be put on the same level as Christ, but to have her example considered and followed. The fact of the matter is that in popular estimation, the Blessed Virgin has completely replaced Christ. Men have invoked her, trusted in her mercy, and sought through her to appease Christ, as though he were not a propitiator, but only a terrible judge and avenger. We maintain that we dare not trust in the transfer of the saints' merits to us or accounted us righteous or saved us on this account. We obtain the forgiveness of sins only by Christ's merits when we believe in him. About the other saints, it has been said, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8, everyone shall receive his wages according to his labour. That is, they cannot bestow their merits on one another, like the monks peddle the merits of their orders. And I have quoted all this from the Tappert translation. And so Lutherans don't worship Mary or regard her as personally involved in our salvation. That's pretty clear. But the question still remains, how do we remember her? What do we say about her? Martin Luther affirmed many of the then traditional views of Mary and believed that her place in our salvation story as the mother of our Lord is vital. However, like Augustine before him, Luther regarded Mary as a wonderful example of faith par excellence, for she was more full of grace and blessed in receiving Christ in her heart through faith than in her body. Her words in response to the angel Gabriel's message, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word," are a model for our response to Jesus. And of course we don't forget the history. Mary gave birth to Jesus and saw his death, and perhaps we can attempt to identify with her experiences. But what is important for us, remembering that prophets are not recognized in their home, is that she and we believe that her Son is our Lord, and not say any words to her, but words about her. And so we can remember Mary and give thanks for her, because she can particularly point us to Jesus and his humanity. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Let us pray. Almighty God, you did great things for your servant Mary and chose her as the mother of your Son. May we humbly receive your word and in true faith accept your dear Son, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.